It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, good people, on a Friday? I'm Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars, and we thank you for making us your first listen. You do that because, one, hopefully the content is good, and two, because we're free on all platforms all the time, anywhere. That's right. Today's episode of Locked On Jaguars is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's an unofficial community center. Big thank you to McDonald's and our friends at McDonald's for always being there. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Y'all like that? Y'all like that? Yeah, we got little pipes now. We can get on with it a little bit too. I'm going to get on today with a lot of stuff that we have going on here in Jacksonville. The team will take off and try to go to Indy to get their second win. So at some point, I'm going to tell you the formula that I believe they have to have in order to win, how they can possibly go about executing it, and then what it will mean if they don't go out and execute this formula. We'll do that in second and third segments of the day, but we're not going to bury the lead. We're going to get right to it. The Jaguars possibly found their identity last Sunday. I know how Urban Meyer has constantly said how they want to play. They want to be multiple on defense. They want to be physical. They want their defensive line to dominate. Check mark. That's exactly what happened last week against a good Buffalo Bills team. Offensively, they want to play with more speed and want to be more dynamic offensively. They want to protect their quarterback and obviously get separation in big plays. Not a check mark. They have not done that as of now, and I don't think it's something that obviously they can fix until the offseason with another round of free agents and some more drafting that they have to do in those areas and getting back, of course, two dynamic players in Travis Etienne and possibly DJ Chark, who's going to be a free agent. So you can want to be what you want to be, but then you got to know what you are. And I think since part of their identity, they actually saw it the other day. They saw what they want to be. It actually manifested itself on the field in live form right in front of their eyes. So when they sell this to their own players and then they take the team sells it to the public for the first time, I kind of feel like, see, the reason why I'm saying is because I think in Miami, they were trying to find their way and they bumped into another team that wasn't very good and they got a win and it got them off the schneid a little bit. Last week was different for me. Last week against the Bills, when they won 9-6, it was the first time that they went on full display. And they put on full display. I always talk about demonstrated performance. It was the first time that they were on full display, at least on one side of the ball, with what their ambitions are. And it's the first time that they could really come to you or even go to each other and say, I know what we look like. You know, there's an old parable in the Bible, I believe, is you only know what you look like when you're standing in the mirror. But then when you move out of the mirror and look, I'm paraphrasing, so please, I don't want my folks getting all on me now. But you have to know what you look like when you're not in the mirror. You got it? So the mirror almost represents what you think you are. But when you're not in front of the mirror, it's what you know you are. So in football, you can talk about in practice and you can be in practice and you can dress up and say, this is who we are. But until you actually do it, in a non-practice situation where it's an environment that you can't control, which is the game, because the other team's playing, they're not playing to the tune of your whistle. They're playing, you know, to the tune of their own, you know, whistle and their own noise that they're trying to make. But when you can be that, you can be you in the heat of adversity, then you start to realize that's just who you are, whether you're in front of the mirror, whether you're not. So that's what I mean by having an identity. And last week, at least on the defensive side of the ball, what they did was, they actually gave a visible, demonstrated performance of what they want to be. How are they able to do it? Remember in the offseason, I said at some point the team would have to learn how to overcome adversity because it's going to happen. It doesn't happen in practice in preseason. You're going to have to overcome adversity. And then at some point, if you get good, you're going to have to be the adversity. that somebody else overcomes, which is exactly what they were last week. So this game this week at Indy, I want to see that same image, like a computer program, because that's what good football teams are, like a hard drive. You stick it in a computer and the same thing's going to come out of there that, you know, came out the last time. There's nothing's going to change. I want to see them do it. Now, a lot of talk about Indy is it won't be the same because Indy presents a different problem. Their offensive line actually is very good. Buffalo's was banged up. The difference, too, is they're run-centric. They're going to hammer you with their running backs, and they're going to use their running backs. And Buffalo didn't present that problem. Even in this case, it could still be the same. It could be different team, different set of problems, but you can still impose your will on them because at some point you have to be the adversity. So if you're really good at stopping the run, as you have been all year, you can do that without sitting extra people in the box. You got me? Jacksonville ought to be able to play coverage. Now, last week it looked like they were playing coverage because they weren't afraid of the running game, right? So this week, you could probably still play that same coverage, considering that you're supposed to be a team that's pretty good against the run. And just because the Colts are better at the run than Buffalo was, it doesn't mean you have to adjust your whole thing. Because if you do that, now you're overcompensating. And now those vulnerabilities that you have in the passing game, they're going to come right back. I think they have to understand that they can maybe not hold the Colts running game to what Buffalo's, because Buffalo's was non-existent. But you can give up some yards and still be successful on the back end. There's nothing wrong with giving up some yards on the ground as long as you don't get destroyed like they did last year when Jonathan Taylor went for the 250. He went for a quarter on her. You can give up some yards and still be effective, because what you're essentially doing is you're telling teams to pick their poison. And I think that's what good teams can do. So their identity, either they found their identity last week or it was just a serious, a lining up of the stars in terms of what the matchup is going to be. I think they found their identity. And I think they found an identity. They have to accept it, though, because they're not explosive on offense. You have to accept who you are, and you got to go out and play like you know who you are, instead of what you aspire and want to be. And they have a legitimate shot to go up and make some noise. I'm going to talk more about this in the second segment. I'm going to talk about this game in particular and what the Jaguars have to do in order to win. Remember, it's all about who you are. It's all about your identity. It's all about knowing what you can and can't do, and then just doing everything that you can the best that you can on Sunday. All right, so we're going to get to it here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about McDonald's, because this episode of Locked On Jaguars is brought to you by McDonald's, which is proudly serving communities since 1965. Man, I'm going to tell you how long ago that is. I'm 52. That was 4 years before I was born. And I ate so many cheeseburgers in Paradise, I don't know what in the world to do, man, because I just loved McDonald's as a kid, and I still like going there now and taking my seven-year-old granddaughter by McDonald's. It's a place where classmates meet up after school. Of course, I used to do that too, because there was one right across the street from my high school. It's just little league games. My kids go there after their games when they played in high school, and it was just a meeting place and very affordable food for everyone involved. I love the fact that we can still do this and eat those same quality French fries that we had as children, and now two, three generations we're sharing in that moment with our kids. So make sure you go by McDonald's, support your local McDonald's, and understand that they are more than just a place where you can get great food, affordable food. It's really a place where you can reconnect and connect your kids to your past. So McDonald's, we're loving it, man, and I appreciate them so much. All right, man, so we're rolling along here on a Friday talking about identity. Did they find their identity? We're going to see if they found their identity. We're going to see if they accept who they are. The Jaguars at this point just might be a team that just needs to play defense the way they played the other day and find a way to manufacture points. One thing that's critical is they were able to create turnovers because they disrupted Josh Allen. I think they can disrupt Carson Wentz the same way. They're very, very similar. Wentz has a good arm, but he doesn't have a Josh Allen arm, and not too many people. Maybe there's only three or four guys in the league that do. But he is mobile. He will create stuff with his legs. He's not as nimble as he probably once was because he's had some injuries. The thing about him is, if you watch the games where he hasn't played well and they haven't played well as a team, people got after him and they disrupted him. And they made him throw on the run. And they made him throw when he didn't want to throw. That's what I think you have to do a Sunday if you're Jacksonville, which is the same thing you did last week. The difference is, and this is a point that most people keep making about this game. The point that most people keep making and the difference is Buffalo knew that they couldn't run the football, right? And as much as respect that I have for Brian Daboll, they really, really made it hard on themselves, man. But they couldn't run the football, and they couldn't run without Jacksonville loading and stacking the box with people. So they just kept trying to throw it into coverage. And generally, you have four guys trying to run routes against seven people. Sometimes the Jaguars only ran one extra guy through the A-gap to get on Josh Allen's nerves, sort of knock him on the square, and then he was able to get outside the pocket and complete some passes. But for the most part, he was running for his life. I think you need to make Carson Wentz run for his life. But you have to understand what your identity is. Go into this game with the same intention of, I'm not going to say not worrying about the run, but worry more about disrupting him, because they're going to try to throw it too because they're a balanced team. Worry more about disrupting him and worry more about your coverage than focusing on the fact that all the big bad Colts are going to try to run it down our throat. So what? So what? That's a slow death as opposed to Michael Pittman running down the seam or running a go route and catching a 60-yard touchdown. You got to be able to tackle in space. I think that's what they have to do. I think they have to play this game just like they did last week. And it's not that you're ignoring the fact that the Colts are better than the Bills in one area. You're just saying we don't care because we want this game to go just like the one that went last week. And when you do try to run, we're still going to stop you. This means a little bit more of Devon Hamilton that you had last week. But it's not as if when Devon Hamilton's in the game, you can't rush the passer with him. It's just not probably your best unit at rushing the passer with him. I think with a regular front, the Jaguars should go out and say, okay, this is our challenge. We ain't got to change our defense to stack up this box to try to stop the run. We're going to stop it with our base defense. To me, that's when you're good. And you have to figure out this week if that's who you are right now or if you're still on your way to being that. Line up in your base defense the same way you did last week. Play the exact same way. So we're going to take all of this passing stuff away from you. We're going to hit these receivers. We're going to punch them in the mouth. And we're coming after Carson Wentz. And if you hand the ball off to number 28, we'll figure it out. We'll come up off of what we're doing. And we'll come downhill and bing downhill and fill that box up. That's my opinion and assessment of what the Jaguars have to do this week. Test that identity. Accept that how you played last week is who you are because it's what you talked about being, right? Don't be adjusting that game plan you had last week to your new opponent. Make them adjust to you. This is the sign of a good football team. Now, you can do a few things different, throw a wrinkle here and a wrinkle there. Those are game plan things that's based on who your opponent is. But the bottom line is the good teams show up as themselves every single week with a wrinkle or two. You don't adjust your whole plan because of your opponent. You have to force your will on them and make them be the ones that are trying to figure out this adversity that's on the field because you're going to be the cause of the adversity. I'm going to tell you if I think they can do it. I'm going to tell you what they have to do offensively as well. Some very, very important points. And I'll do it here in a second on Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars after I tell all these great Jaguar fans that they can save some money on gas. I got you hooked. Good. Listen, I'm going to tell you how. There's an app. It's incredible. It's called GetUpside. It's GetUpside. SIDE, Get Upside, all one word. And you can download this app on from your App Store or on Google Play right now. When you get it, use the promo code Touchdown, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. So that's 25 cents. Every time you put a gallon of gas in your car, you're going to get it in the form of cash back. With your first fill up, you're going to get an additional 25 cents. That's up to 50 cents cash back per gallon. Don't be paying full price at the pump anymore, man. Get cash back using the GetUpside app. Just download the GetUpside app and enter Touchdown as your promo code. That money's going to sit in your account on the GetUpside app until you want to go access it. They'll send it back to your PayPal, to your bank account. Any way you want to get it out of there, you can get it. Just download the free GetUpside app and use the promo code Touchdown to start saving on gas right now. Okay, man, we're hitting it. We're coming down the stretch here on Locked On Jaguars on a Friday. Thank you again for making us your first listen. It's your team every day. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to stop by, whether it's on YouTube, looking at my mug on YouTube, or if it's on the podcast, wherever you get podcasts, we appreciate you liking and subscribing. I did have one person ask me, why was your beard jet black last week or 2 weeks ago, and now you got gray? First of all, I'm going to need you to mind your business. Second of all, I appreciate you paying so much attention to my grooming and all of that, considering the business that I'm in and I've been a part of for almost 30 years. But third of all, mind your business again. Stop worrying about me getting old, man. I'd rather get old and get gray than lose it all. I have a head full of gray hair before I'm bald headed. That's for sure. Anyway, it's always somebody with bad hair that's going to ask me these questions. Don't worry about me. Go look in the mirror. Like I told the Jaguars, look in the mirror and figure out what your identity is. But no, I'm just joking around with y'all, man. I appreciate y'all popping in sometimes and joking and playing with me. But the identity has to be what it is. You have to be who you are and know who you are as a football team and make people adjust to you and you not adjust to them every single week. This will just be a good week to test and see if what you did last week is a formula for success. And are you good enough up front to just go and play that way? Because you tried to build your defensive line and to not necessarily expect that every team is going to be as bad as Buffalo running the ball and have it still be okay. Have it still be okay if Jonathan Taylor gets 100 yards and as long as you stop Carson Wentz. There's a way he can have Jonathan Taylor can be the good player that Jonathan Taylor is, and you can still win the game. Like earlier this year, the Jaguars sold out to stop Derrick Henry early, and they started getting beat in the passing game by the Titans. And once the passing game opened up, Derrick Henry took off in the third. You look at his stat line, I think he had 2 touchdowns and had like a buck 30 with like 27 carries or something like that. The thing is, that stat line said, well, they didn't do a good job of stopping Derrick Henry. When you watch the game, the Jaguars actually did an excellent job in the first half of stopping Derrick Henry. The problem is the rest of the stuff opened up. So I'd rather the rest of the stuff beat me than the one thing that you know that they can do beat you. And so here's the thing. I know it sounds like I'm saying that backwards, but what I mean by that is this. If you know that they're going to be able to do this one thing, you don't have to be hell-bent on stopping that one thing. You have to make sure that's all they can do. You see my point now? Because what you ended up doing against Tennessee was they got Derrick Henry and they got production from Tannehill. You don't want them to have both. This isn't a buffet. This isn't a smorgasbord. If you want to run, you go ahead and run it, Indy. We're going to stop you. We're going to try to stop you, but we're not lining up. We're not coming out of our shell. We're not doing any of that. We're going to stop you with our base defense. And if we have to make a little small adjustment, we will. But what you won't do is get all of this. You're not going to eat off the whole plate. That's what I meant. So if I gave a bad analogy earlier, that's what I meant. I meant, no, it's not like you're conceding, but it's saying that even though you think you can run on us, I'm going to prove to you, you can't. Tennessee ran on Jacksonville late. go ahead and try to run on them early. Go ahead, stay in your base. Try to run and see what will happen is when you realize you can't do it and you still haven't forced us out of this coverage that we're in, well, now you're going to get desperate and you're going to start trying to force these passes. Now you're going to play into our strength because we didn't come out of our shell. And that's what I mean by that. Remember the Seahawks defense? Remember the Legion of Boom? You didn't see them in a whole bunch of dime coverage. You saw them in nickel barely, but most of the time you saw them in a base 4-3, and they said, we're not coming out of this. We can stop you. You ain't going to throw it. You ain't going to run it either because we know who we are. You look at the great defenses, they know who they are. I remember watching the Super Bowl with Belichick going up against Sean McVay. And I remember this vividly, this conversation that was had on the sideline, and Belichick took his headsets off. And this is the kind of stuff that I remind people of when they say, well, he never won anything without Tom Brady, which he never won a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. Sure, and Brady has won one without him. But this is a game where they scored 10 points. And in the game when they were down 28-3 to the Falcons, everyone talks about the comeback and all of the scoring, but they had to make sure Atlanta didn't score. If Atlanta gets a field goal at any point during that run, that game doesn't go into overtime, right? So it's very critical to remember that they knew who they were in those situations. And I remember that moment I'm talking about against the Rams. Belichick pulled his headset off, and he was yelling to his people. He says, they ain't got nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing. There's nothing else they can do. They're done. And that statement resonates with me so much, man, because it's just like this dude actually knew who they were, and he knew that no matter what they tried, it wasn't going to work. They can't change. They can't. Nothing they do is going to work if you guys just do your job. That's what I strive for this team to be like. So I think they stumbled up on something through hard work and preparation and through a game plan. But now I'm thinking, why don't you just keep that same game plan? Don't worry about the fact that the Colts can run the ball. See, here's what happens. When you concede that a team can do something against you, now you change and go back and say, we got to stop that thing that they do. No, you don't. You're not conceding that they're going to give it up. You can stop what they do without changing. That's my point. Try to stop it by still playing coverage. Try to stop it with four people up front and your linebackers actually having to figure it out. Tell the guys up front to get off those blocks and then let the guys come beelining downhill and tackle Jonathan Taylor. So what if he ends up with 86 yards on 25 carries? I don't care. But Carson Wentz going to have a hard time. That's my point. You just can't give up everything. You can't just let them have the whole run of the whole show. I think last week the Jaguars stumbled up on something, and I think they need to keep playing that way and keep acting like you're playing the Buffalo Bills and make it so that people understand that, no, we didn't just stop them because they were one-dimensional. We made them one-dimensional. That's the key to victory for me. I think the Jaguars should play this the same way they played it last week. Don't make adjustments for the fact that the Colts have a good offensive line and a stud running back until they prove that they can beat you doing that. I wouldn't sell out to try to stop him and come up with all these extra formations. I'd make my players aware of it. I'd make them aware of it. And by making them aware of it, I mean, I'm going to tell them, don't let them block you. When you're good enough, that's what you do. Now, if I'm playing the Tampa Bay Bucks, I don't sit here and guard their receivers man-to-man. That's kind of dumb. You know what I'm saying? But I'd force them to do what they don't want to do by proving to them that I'm going to line up regularly. And the thing that they think they have an advantage, what happens when they realize they don't? What happens when they realize you ain't got to go through all of this just to stop Jonathan Taylor? You're just going to line up and say, no, come on, let's go. Let's play football. To me, that's the whole point in everything I'm trying to say. I'm trying to determine if they're good enough to do that yet. We'll see. I'll tell you what else you can see and make your second listen every day is the Peacock and Williamson podcast. The Peacock and Williamson podcast is the quintessential podcast, man, for you football heads, because Brian Peacock is a straight up football aficionado and analyst. And Matt Williamson is a former NFL scout. So not a guy like me who talks it up and talks to scouts. He's actually done it. So check out the Peacock and Williamson podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, make sure you like and subscribe to the Peacock and Williamson podcast. It's been fun, man. I like this conversation. I'm sitting here looking at myself on the screen, and this felt like I could do this for a whole hour. But I'm not. And I'm going to go ahead and check out and tip on out of here and let you guys know that I'll be here every day. We appreciate you for making us your first listen. Take care of each other, man. Take care of each other. It's a great weekend. The weather here has been beautiful. The Jaguars won a game. Have you some fun. Check out the college football action. We got Locked On College Football too. Just have a great time this weekend, man, and enjoy yourselves. This is Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars. We'll see you guys on Monday, man. Hopefully it'll be a victory Monday.